Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Did you know Toyota of Brookhaven has sold more new vehicles the last 2 years than any other dealership in Southwest Mississippi? Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to another edition of The Rebel Report, the postgame edition of The Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Appreciate you guys being here. Ole Miss just wrapped up a 26-14 win over Oklahoma, a game that is very much a tale of completely opposite halves of football. Ole Miss in the first half got booed off the field by some of their fans, and in the second half were largely dominant. Which one is this team, or is it one of those situations where the truth lies somewhere in the middle? We'll have to find out next week in Fayetteville. But for now, we're talking about this win, again, Ole Miss over Oklahoma. Before we get into it, I want to invite you, please, if you have not already, if you're watching on Super Talk's YouTube channel for the first time and you want more Ole Miss content, just search in your favorite podcast app, whichever your favorite podcast app is, search Rebel Report, subscribe, and if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review. And this edition and every edition of the Rebel Report podcast is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm. He's in Saltillo, Mississippi, but he can service you anywhere. Personal injury, small business, or even contract dispute. So if you have been personally injured, this is the person to call. You're not just another, he's not just churning clients for numbers in and out. He will actually take care of you as a person and not just a number. Small business owners, you may not need legal advice today, but that day may come where you need some support. DJ Gregory, the Gregory Law Firm, 662-397-9799, 662-397-9799. Don't delay. Call DJ today. The Gregory Law Firm presents the Rebel Report. So we'll do what we always do. We'll do box score house cleaning is what I call it, and then we will get to a little bit more analysis, and then I'll let you guys enjoy the rest of your football weekend. First, again, Ole Miss wins 26-14. Jackson Dart was 22 of 30 for 311 yards. That's 73% completions, one touchdown, no interceptions. More importantly, he was 14 of 17 in the second half for 218 yards and that touchdown to Caden Prescorn. Aforementioned, Caden Prescorn led Ole Miss in receiving today, had five receptions for 71 yards and that touchdown. Jordan Watkins had four for 60. Caden Lee had four for 60. Daquan Wright had three for 54. Juice Wells had three for 40. Micah Davis had one catch, but it was a big one and a very important play in the game. Ole Miss struggled running the football against this really good Oklahoma defensive front. Parrish had 15 carries for 44 yards and that touchdown. Ulysses Bentley only had five carries in the game. Dart had eight for 24, was sacked, though, so that also impacts that. Defensively, Ole Miss had a banner day when it comes to tackles for loss and sacks. 15 tackles for loss for Ole Miss and nine sacks. Ontarian Perkins was the player of the game for the Rebels. He had five tackles for loss and three sacks and 11 tackles total. Chris Paul Jr. had a couple of TFLs. He led the team with 12 tackles. Dottery was good as well. Ole Miss got really good linebacker play today. Dottery had 10 tackles as well. J.J. Pegues had three tackles for loss and a pair of sacks. Princely Umanmielen, better than this stat says, but he was still really good today. Really, really good. Two tackles for loss. Both of those were sacks. Jared Ivey had a sack fumble. Kalo Stone even got in on the action with a sack as well. That Ole Miss defensive front, they got run on a little bit today, but by and large, a really good and inspired second half, especially, and put up big, big numbers. On the other side, Jackson Arnold was 22 of 31 for just 182 yards. So on 31 pass attempts and 22 completions, only 180 yards passing. Did have a couple of touchdowns, though. Oklahoma ran the football well today. Ole Miss's defense did not do a good job of stopping the run for periods of time. Now, they, especially throughout most of the game, I mean, one of Oklahoma's touchdown drives were aided by 30 yards of Ole Miss penalties, but 182 rushing yards for Oklahoma in this game on 8.3 per carry. I thought Ole Miss in the first half, actually, hold on, we'll get to that in just a second. But Ole Miss, again, 26-14, a winner over Oklahoma. Before we get into the actual analysis and some thoughts from the game, I want to tell you that this podcast is also brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. Tell them I sent you, you'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me. It's Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. The podcast is also brought to you in part by Priority One Bank. Let them make you their priority. They've got 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's very likely to be one in your backyard. They make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection, and you can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. All right, so there's positive spin and there's, well, no, not spin. There's positive, there's negative, and maybe what the truth is. And I hate doing this, the we'll see thing, but we'll see what the truth is when they go to Fayetteville next week. But the first half, Ole Miss was awful. They got booed by a lot of fans, maybe not the entire stadium, but they got booed off the field. And I think just as a matter of principle, you're justified as a fan in doing that. I think when you crowdfund millions of dollars to pay the roster and the $10 million football coach is trolling you on Twitter at times, you as a fan have every right to boo a poor performance as they leave the field. So I'm not, when I bring that up, I'm not saying you fans were wrong in doing that. I think you're totally justified and the team deserved it. They did the same things that got them beat in Lexington and that got them beat in Baton Rouge. You had a dropped pass on a third down that would have moved the chains and ball, I mean, just hit Daquan Wright right in the hands and he just dropped it. You had another really good play call on third down where Dart just threw it over Caden Lee's head and that would have been a pitch and catch for a first down, but he just missed an open receiver. You had a stop on third down where instead of just grabbing literally anything else of Jackson Darnold, there was a horse collar that gave them a first down on what was a third down stop, and then later a face mask that gave them 15 more yards, and Oklahoma was able to score on that drive. It still was sloppy and undisciplined. This team is still penalized way too much. Jackson Dart started 3 of 8 in the game, and that was still concerning. The way they started this game was a real problem, and it's the same way they looked against Kentucky, and it's the same kind of things that they did in their loss to LSU. Poorly timed turnovers, dropped passes, things like that. That still looked like what they've been in the first half. But then, I don't know what happened in the locker room. Maybe nothing. Maybe what happened in the second half is fool's gold. I don't know. We will have to see. But they were dominant in the second half. They obviously didn't give up any points. Ole Miss defensively, especially in the third quarter, pinned their ears back and just got after Oklahoma. Got to stop, touchdown, stop, touchdown, and then, you know, iced. The game was over. Now, I do think that Ole Miss missed an opportunity. Their final two possessions, they got too conservative to me. I think when you're trying to win yourself back into playoff contention, style points are going to matter here, especially when you look around and like Indiana's winning, right? Indiana just won again today. And so you're going to have to contend maybe with some teams that you didn't think would be there, and style points matter. And they had an opportunity to be a killer and put a foot on the throat, and they decided to go conservative and just kind of end the game on their final two possessions. But defensively, they played inspired football in the second half and got after Oklahoma. And again, Jackson Dart was 14 of 17 for 218 in the second half, including 10 of his first 11, I believe. In the second half, converted on their first three third downs in the second half. Frankly, I think the play calling was good all day, with the exception of the short yardage stuff. I don't know what the hell they're trying to do on third or fourth down in about this much. I don't understand it, but largely, I think they did a good job of distributing the football, using their tight ends. In case you guys didn't know, Caden Priestcorn exists. He's a real person, and you can throw him the football, and he'll catch it, and good things will happen. Same thing with Daquan Wright. I know he had a drop, but like they used their tight ends. They did things to help Jackson Dart out and allow him to short throws, over the middle, intermediate stuff, where that's where he's good. And it worked, and it built his confidence. And then, boom, he hits Watkins over the top, which, you know, I mean, he was about this far short. But that was a touchdown throw, and it was a good one, a really good one. So you build his confidence up, and then look, he throws a capable deep ball. And no, they didn't run the football well today, but they made some changes on the offensive line, and that worked in pass protection anyway against a really good Oklahoma front that really gets after people. There's talent all over the field on that Oklahoma defense, and the offensive line and the adjustments they made, the personnel decisions, it held up in pass protection for the most part. It wasn't perfect, but it was certainly better, and that allowed them to get creative at times. I know, you know, it certainly wasn't perfect, but they looked the way they were supposed to offensively, especially without their best player being on the field in Trey Harris. So even in the first half, I thought, you know, they called a pretty good game. Again, there was a couple of third downs they would have converted if not for just poor execution. So it was a better called game today, I think, from the Ole Miss coaching staff, Lane Kiffin, Charlie Weiss, whoever was involved in that today. You only see 26 points on the board, but I do think they called a better game for sure. Short yardage stuff, just mind-blowing. It makes absolutely no sense at all. But you even saw, like, good vibes. I know that's kind of a weird thing to talk about, but this was a team that was beaten down. They were emotionally in trouble. There's a lot of bad rumors, and I don't mean bad like they're inaccurate. I mean the rumors about, you know, just mood and stuff is just hasn't been good since the LSU loss. And for them to go into the halftime locker room getting booed and then turn around and play the way they did to at the end of the game, they're dancing on the sidelines, and like there was a bit of an edge to the way they played in the second half. That's only for what it's worth, which could be nothing if they don't translate that to Fayetteville. But there was a difference in the way they played and overall like demeanor. That was the third quarter in particular was fun to watch. And maybe they found something, we'll just have to see. But they still can't do things like they did in the first half. Inopportune penalties and little things like Jackson Dart, who 2022 and 2023, Jackson Dart would not have slid short of the marker on third down. And that happened twice today. He's got to get some of that edge back. And, you know, maybe the second half is going to spark some of that. But those little things that they did, sliding short of the sticks on third down when you could have gotten a first down, sliding short of the sticks when you clearly had green grass to get a first down on a separate situation later in the game, bad inopportune penalties, dropped passes, they still can play much, much, much cleaner today. But they got to win. It's hard to win in the SEC. Sometimes, I mean, you know, they won a game by two scores today and were largely dominant for the final 30 minutes. Sit back, continue to improve. Arkansas scored a bunch of points against Mississippi State today, but I'm not particularly convinced that state defense would be good in junior college, so there's not a whole lot to get out of that. But if they carry whatever they found in the second half to Fayetteville, they can win that game. If they start the way they started today, they will, not can, they will lose that game. So which one shows up, we'll have to see. But hey, a win is a win is a win. It always is, and Ole Miss got one of those today. We'll be back for the live stream on Sunday. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and being a part. Leave a comment. I would love to read your thoughts about the game. I invite you to like the video and subscribe as well. But thank you for tuning in, and I'll talk to you guys on the live stream on Sunday. See you then. Appreciate you. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll talk to you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.